Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Saturday of the first week of Lent, the 3rd of March, 2012. We remember St. Catherine Drexel in her outreach to Native Americans and African Americans.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Catherine Drexel. I'll read a little bit of her biography because I think it demonstrates the beauty of today's reading. St. Catherine Drexel was the founder of the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. She was born in Philadelphia in 1858 and died in 1955. She was born into one of the wealthiest families in America. Her father had been a banker. When her father died, he established a trust fund for his three daughters worth $14 million. Devout Catholics, they all agreed that their fortune was an opportunity to glorify God through the service of others. There were certainly plenty of claims on the generosity of the young Catholic heiress, but Catherine felt a certain special dedication to those ignored by the church, especially Native Americans and African Americans. She endowed scores of schools on Indian reservations, and in 1878, at the age of 20, during a private audience with Pope Leo XIII, she begged the Pope to send priests to serve on these reservations. He responded, "Why not become a missionary yourself?" Young Catherine decided that there being no existing order corresponding to her sense of mission, she would found her own order. The first title was the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament for Indians and Colored People. She chose not to spend even any of her own trust money on this venture. Instead, she spent her money on such initiatives as the Bureau of Catholic Indian Missions and the founding of Xavier University in New Orleans, the first Catholic college established for black students. Mother Drexel, whose life spanned an era of slavery and the dawn of the civil rights movement, died on the 3rd of March, 1955, at the age of 96. She was canonized in the year 2000 by John Paul II. Jesus, in today's gospel, says to us, you have heard it said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That's not what it says anywhere in the Old Testament. What in the world is Jesus talking about? Is he misquoting his dad's book? No. But he's quoting very accurately how the people were living out the commandments. They saw that you could do all of your charity and justice and forgiveness work for your kin, your clan, maybe the whole tribes of Israel, but anyone outside of that group was fair game for all kinds of awful treatment. And we see that lived out in the scriptures. And we see the prophets coming to them again and again saying, once you were yourselves foreigners in a foreign land. Remember? Take care of these ones in your midst. And they refuse. And so off to Babylon, right? Nowhere in the commandments does it say to love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But that's how they were living it out. In fact, when Jesus quotes the great commandment, right, to love God and love neighbor yourself, he's quoting Deuteronomy and Leviticus, the same books that should have been guiding the people at the time of Jesus. But he says, if you can't live that out, let me update it for you. This is what you're to do. You're supposed to love those who persecute you and pray for them. Everyone listening must have gone, oh, this is not a good message, Lord. It's really going to be hard to convince people of this one. I mean, can we work on this a little bit? And he's like, no. If my heavenly Father's sunshine falls on the good and the bad alike, if that life-giving rain that brings forth food from the earth falls on the just and the unjust, you need to do the same, seeing every single other person as an object of your love and care. Catherine Drexel noticed that the church of her day wasn't taking care of Native Americans, especially on the reservations, or the African American community as they were just like stumbling out of slavery. They were living in desperate poverty with no education and no training in the faith. And she's like, this has got to change. And so she goes to the Pope and asks him, change this. And the Pope, very often, like Jesus says to us, do it yourself. All right. But what the Pope saw, right, was someone who had a passion for a particular mission. And when you see that passion in someone or experience that passion yourself, go for it. Because it also means that God has given you all the talents and open all the doors ahead of you to make that happen. Imagine if Catherine hadn't listened to the Pope and said, actually, I want to go on a cruise around the world. I have tons of money. I mean, what so changed her, right, as a young 20-year-old widow, not widow, but an orphan, right? Her parents are dead. And she decides to endow churches and schools on Indian reservations and to be a major founder of Xavier University in New Orleans, the first university dedicated to the education of African Americans. This little rich girl, right, made a huge change in the world because she said, these ones who would normally be outside of my area of love or even concern, if I even think about them at all, are going to be the center of my concern and love. Because it appears my own church has neglected them. We see this even in modern day, right? Or probably contemporary with Dorothy Day during the Great Depression, feeding the hungry and going and knocking on the door of the Cardinal's palace and saying, get down here and help me. These are your people. And the Cardinal kind of going, I don't hang out with the poor. I don't know what your craziness is. Right? The church misses it a lot. You and I, we miss the needs of those around us a lot. But if you listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and that particular passion comes to mind, then you'll be unstoppable. Right? Others will gather around you, and movements for change will happen. But we have to listen to the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit wants to guide us to that particular path, that particular gift that maybe only we can do. The other image of being perfect, as your Heavenly Father is perfect, and I love this, it's the word in Greek is telos, T-E-L-O-S. We also get telos from that, our final end. But in this case, it means to be whole, to have our inside interior disposition match our outside exterior actions, to be whole. Our Father is whole. His love and benevolence is for everyone with warm regard. For if we truly look at ourselves, we're unjust and just. We're bad and good, right? And thanks be to God that He loves us on our good days and on our bad days. For let us be perfect as He is. Let us be whole, that our interior dispositions activate and encourage our exterior love for everyone.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.